very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Friday, September 30th, 2016. This is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the Opposition Movement for Democratic Change's 17th anniversary.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday to Friday from 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Opposition Movement for Democratic Change's 17th anniversary.
The country's main opposition movement for democratic change turned 17 this year. In a statement released today, the party said, quote, "All roads lead to White City Stadium in the city of Kings and Queens on Saturday, October 1st, 2016, as MDCT holds its 17th anniversary and birthday celebrations."
But what are the successes and failures of the party led from birth by Mr. Morgan Tsvangirai?
If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077.
Honguka hamawadiwa nasi, tinauti tinge tichitarisa nezve bato rinopikisa reMDC. Tinauti tinge tichitarisa kuti kubva zvarakaumbwa makore gumi nemanomwe apfuura, pane zvarakwanisa kuita here zvamuri kuona, uyewo ndezvipi zvakundikana bato iri kuti ringe richiita. Mangwana pane hurukuro yandakaita nava Morgan Tsvangirai chabuda pane pfinyiro yedu kutanga na 7 tichitarisa maonero avo nemamiriro akaita zvinhu mubato reMDCT. Gibbs.
Yebambe zuranda valingalichona njani lapel kona tinangapa lot blessings yaphila sibulo kuzwayo. Ye esikhuluma ngakho lamhlanje ke yiloko kuthakazelelwa MDC esifikiseke iminyaka elijumi lesikhombisa 17th anniversary. Loko kukanya kwa genza kala kula ngale White City Stadium kubulawayo. Kukanya nje abantu abanengi sibili bas miselu kuti bae kula ngale betakazelele ukuthi EMTC sile mnyaka A17. Kutwa ke umbuzo mkulu ikuti loke ke yabu njwayo kwa EMTC kambe senzani. Siawazi yaka tesi kutuwa EMTCT kutwa ke skangela ugenzwa EMTC. So sunuguzi kuti pasa kakula utabalolu balube genjani. Yeah, good job for it.
Gibbs, I think we have our first guest. That is Mr. Shakespeare Amawuswa. He is based in Zambia at Mlungushi University. He's a lecturer there in the Department of International Relations. He was also a lecturer at one time at the University of Zimbabwe. Mr. Amawuswa, good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Zulu. How are you?
I'm doing great, and thanks for joining us. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Mr. Hamawuswa, it's good that you've joined us. So tell us, what do you think about the MDC marking 17 years of existence?
Yeah, what I think, the 17 years, it's something that is a milestone for the movement of democratic change. But the 17 years, as we see, they've been marked by some successes and failures, especially when we look at the main focus of a political party. You find that a political party, it differs from other associations because its primary or ultimate goal is to seize political power from the ruling party. It seeks to form a government. So what we have seen is that the MDC, since it was formed, it has managed to send members to parliament to take control of major cities, but it has failed to capture the power, which is actually the major issue that is actually being asked by many people, that is MDC going to remove ZANU-PF from power. But when you also look at bringing some positive developments to the way things are, politics is done in Zimbabwe, there are a number of things that were brought into existence by the MDC. Its members of parliament, they have brought some recent debate in parliament. During their time, there are certain policies that they have challenged the Mugabe and his regime. Those things Mugabe could enjoy without that vigorous challenge from the opposition. There are a number of laws that the MDC tried to challenge, although ZANU-PF would use some extrajudicial powers to get its way. But we have seen the MDC trying to bring some recent debate in parliament. We have also seen the MDC making a major contribution to the constitution-making process, where you find, even if you read the constitution that we have today, from the preamble, you find the language which is there. It is reflective of the ideals that the MDC has been pursuing since its formation. Then when you also look at the 2008 elections, where Mugabe was defeated by the MDC's leader, Morgan Tsvangirai, You can also see that MDC was almost taking control of the government. I would credit that victory in 2008 to the Save Zimbabwe campaign, where Movement for Democratic Change worked together with other civil society organizations and other political parties, where they forced the government. After that, they entered into negotiations with the ruling party. And this happened just 2 years after the 2005 elections, and they managed to force Mugabe to the negotiating table. So when you see all those things and how Mugabe has been using Machiavellian tactics to retain and maintain power, you would see that MDC has managed to force Mugabe to come to the negotiating table. And the elections that took place in 2008 were almost free because of the negotiations that preceded those elections.
Mm-hmm. But what can the MDC learn from other opposition parties in Africa? I know you've written about opposition in South Africa and also in Zambia. In Zambia, for example, the opposition has managed to actually win elections and lead the country. What can the opposition learn?
Yeah, there are a number of issues that can be learned from other opposition parties, like in Zambia. For example, you find that in Zambia, the opposition, especially after Kaunda declared Zambia one-party state, the opposition groups, they have worked together with civil society organizations, and they managed to push, they seized the opportunity that was there, and they managed to push Kaunda out of power. But then when you look at in Zim now, the situation is somehow a bit complicated, to the extent that when people assess the role of civil societies and the opposition, it somehow seems as if they are failing to fight the ruling party, because in most cases, the there is a network between the ruling party elites and the military, something that is not the case in some countries like Zambia. But again, there is need now maybe for the opposition, for the movement for democratic change, to consider re-engaging if some of those key stakeholders who were part of the constitutional making movement which opposed the 2000 referendum. So you find that in 2000, the MDC and the civil society groups were actually working together. But things have changed, especially during the inclusive government. So I think the opposition will learn how they are also going to work with the civil society groups, not only when they are in opposition, but when they also come to power. The strategies will definitely change so that the disgruntled members will come back. There is also need for the movement for democratic change to start by re-engaging those people who have moved away from the MDC to come back, so that when they negotiate with other political parties, they would have shown the world that they are capable of resolving their own conflicts.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the MDC, the country's main opposition party, which has turned 17. Gibbs, go on.
Yes, I'm going to ask you to try Moyo. Sakubona Baba Moyo.
Yebo Baba Ligan.
Sibili kakhulu Moyo, ngapho ngkhona.
Hayi, yayizindaba ye-NDC. I-NDC right ma ingayenza i-celebration yaleyo mnyaka, ngoba kusothi sesizame isikhathi sesiside kakhulu sihloko sizame ukuthi ngabe siyathola umbuso, kodwa kuyehlula ngendlela zokurojwa.
Kodwa ubona ngazani-ke izazingene yini embusweni i-MDC?
Ma ingabambana ingathi izangena.
Ujoni kunapho.
Ngisho ukuthi ma ingabambana ndamanye lamanye amaqembu aphikisayo babe into eyi-one.
Mm-hmm.
Kodwa bangangena embusweni.
Kodwa kungenzakala khonokho, siyakhumbula ukuthi baba bonke phela, akuzange kwenzakale phela khonokho.
Kungenzeka babambane. Kungenzeka ma bengabambana, kungenzeka ukuthi bakhiphe izano embusweni.
Mm. So ke ubatshelani namhlanje ke abantu abalandela iMDC?
Mina ngithi abantu njengoba siya kukhetho ngo-2018, abantu kabake bavula amehlo bavotele iMDC.
Wena ume njani ukhula ngale kwe-MDC phela?
Mina vele ngivela njani ngisuka phansi ngiyizaphu, kodwa-ke kwathi ngokuhlanganiswa kwena fika ngaphuma ngendlela zokubulawa ngigugula wundi.
Mm-hmm. So nxa sikhangele-ke Baba Moyo, sesibona ukuthi i-MDC iyabile 17 years. So nxa isile 17 kolapho ubona zani izajova futhi okweminyaka emingaki ozethi thole?
Into ehlupha i-MDC i-1 kwehlukana kwabo.
Mm-hmm.
Ukwehlukana kwabo yiko kubadiliza ukuthi bangakwanisi ukuthi bawine, ngoba abanye omunye selabanye.
Ye, kunjalo ke baba. Ye, valelisa ke uZulu ukhuluma MDC uqede khonapho.
Bengitshela nje abantu uma kusitsho ukuthi kuyiwe ekhethweni ngo-2018, abantu ke besukume bavotele i-MDC, kabakhangele isimo esikiswe njengamanje ukuba sithwele nzima kangakanani, asilakudla, asilamsebenzi. Abantu abethu bayaboshwa bebhikitshela ukuthi bona kwakhulumelana iqiniso.
Ye, siyakuza kakhulu ke Mnumzana Moyo, ungadinelwa kusasa baba.
Alright, ngibongile kakhulu baba.
Siyabonga kakhulu. So that was Mr. Try Moyo. He was saying that he is happy that the MDC will be celebrating 17 years tomorrow. And he says, you know, people should actually back the MDC in the 2018 elections. Because the majority of citizens are very unhappy about what is going on right now. And he says, what is killing the MDC is disunity. says if all the MTC formations come together, they are likely to actually take over from the ZANU-PF government.
Tine mwe mtereri, mkoma Brian, variku South Africa. Makadi mkoma Brian.
Mwepara.
Ai, watiri na nitipe upungwa zenyu.
Okay. Yeah, MDC 17 years there, which is there, at least I look for hope for now in Zimbabwe because the that the government there is going, yeah, the government there is going to engage much in by the MDC in Zimbabwe because the government there is going to be in Ghana, some of them Tangray, even in Rwanda, how the trade union is actually to bag man as it is you. So when I put these views, I want to program both sides such as Zimbabwe. Vangu wa chita hizi ni kudanishi yake ukwe minister cha waka pinga wakunda vami kiesi ikazoramba because vangu wa chikadi wa kusarenda masimba kumajori so tungoti change is not easy in the process taka varugutari zao alternative no hati kitipinde mpawa akutu shanisa kisi mbaka na kuita ze hondo akutu kutarisa zindani enda nhandari nyararo saka pane zvavachiva zvizhinji ende zviro zvinegara zvinotaridza rudo nevanhu zvekuti paya paakaridza maelections a 2008 kutova he 2013 ari amwe maparties tikatarisa even sadaki tikaenda pane neighbor yedu yemozambiki tinoona anari namo anani yamatsangaisei yadzoka kugorongoza yakutanga zvehonda so vatsvangirai asatambozva kuti vane chipatawo chino zvemuizi kana mamilisia even muharare mukaona chipangano chinonga chiri aligned kubato iro riri kutonga rezvanhu totora masoja mapurisa so tiri kuti vanhu vezimbabwe iparty kana amwe achazofoma vamwe maparties anofanira kutaridza rudo zvinoitwa ngeparty yeMDC especially rikutungamirwa zvatsvangirai ine mame yakaita zvogaro zvakawanda mameya kubvira kumakansera maMP asi tikatarisa hapana paimbodeurwa ropa baba
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Brian nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
ya saka tinoti ngavashingirire ende vasaruza hope zvati leadership yeMDC zvayo of course panoita madivisions but dai zvane kuona kuti inopenetrata sei reading mechanism yezvanupf achishanda nemera iyona kuona kuti paitike marefomu asi more importantly maelections ngaone kuti haringi nokuti kungoti voenda kumaelections asikazivi kuti zvichazofamba sei because vana vezimbabwe vari kuvhotera because ibato rinanoizi ibato rine hope ibato kudari runyararo rinoda vanhu vese zvikunene kuti ngeve bato riri so tinoti ngavarambe vachishanda nesimba kuti vadzise system because system iripo ndio inongodzosera zviro kumashure vari vanhu vashoma vakaguta vobva vakurasa hope yevanhu sekubira kunoitwa maelections kuya vanhu vanorwadziwa kunga nyika yafirwa chaizvo
iaaatenda tinotenda zvikuru ngotida kuti titorewa muvatereri asi tinotenda zvikuru Brian there in South Africa is saying that the MDC is actually commending the MDC for not resorting to violence as is now happening in Mozambique between Frelimo and Renamo. He's saying that at least there is no war in Zimbabwe. That should be commended, but he's bemoaning what is alleging to be the rigging of elections. He's saying that the MDC must work with other parties to ensure that elections are free and fair. Tina Samanyanga vari kuBotswana. Makadi Samanyanga. Samanyanga.
Hello, Drugunzwai.
Eh, pari sei paBotswana ndimami neIndependence.
Aiwa paBotswana pari right. Tiri kufara tati tichitodya makeke tichifarira Independence yamwedu ya.
Aiwa zvinodakadza. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu nekusvitsa makore gumi nemanomwe kuMDC.
Ini pfungwa dzangu semaonera anoita ndinoona kuti MDC ibato ranga rine rutsiguro rwakawandisa zvakanyanya kubva zvayakaumbwa. But dambudziko ratinaro mapato anopikisa. Ndinokuti pane problem yekuti Zanu PF irikuratidza kuti iri pamberi chaizvo pamastrategi zvekugona nawo kuti vambunyikidze maopposition parties aya. Chikonzero chandiri kuona chiri kuitika ndechekuti matactics ari kushandiswa nemaopposition parties. Matactics anoshandiswa munyika inenge ine democracy. Ivo vari kutoratidza kuti vari kutoti ha tiri kutori munyika ine democracy sezvakaitawana naBotswana nanaZambia nedzimwe nyika dzakadaro. Nepo munyika mavari kutambira tsoro dzavo idzi munyika musina democracy. And the way yavari approach yavo haiwirirani, haipindirani nesituation iri munyika. For example, ine hangu handiifariri hangu kuti tingataura nyaya yekuda kuti tiite zveviolence munyika kuti nokuda kwekuti ndo zvirimo mastrategies avo ngavachivashandura iko zvinezvi zviratidze kuti zvavari kuita zvinoratidza kuti vakuda kuunza democracy munyika. Munyika hamuna democracy zvokuti tinoti handei kumaelection tozobvisa vamugabe handei kune tiite mademonstrations kana tichinge zvazodai zvazoshata tinoenda kumacourts and whatever. Hazvishande zviya. Dai vanga vari vamwe ndavachiita nokuti chinonzi politics kushandisa njere kuti tingaite sei kuti tibudirira apa. Zvino njere dzedu dzikatikadzishandisa nenzira isiriyo tinongoramba tingori muopposition 50 years dzakaiswa muno muBotswana idzi tinonodziite dzinoitika muZimbabwe vachingori muopposition varuma.
Tinotenda zvikuru samanyana
vavashandise njira dzinoratidza kuti zvechokwadi vakura because kana tichienda nyange kufootball tinonyatsoona makochis achitarisa kuti timu yatinotamba nayo yakamira sevandotumira espy kunoongorora kuti timu iyi iri aggressive sei inotamba sei kuitira kuti vachinje mutambiro havatambe zvavangofanana vachingoramba vachidzokorora zvimwe chete asi vanoshandisa tactics inoenderana netimu yavari kunotamba nayo.
Tinotenda samanyanga nguva yedu
kuti hambufa vakabudirira pamaitiro avo vari kuita asi yakawanda
samanyanga
iri pamberi.
Tinotenda zvikuru samanyanga. You heard there Gibbs from samanyanga. Of course, we want our listeners to be as brief as possible so that we can get the chance to talk to other listeners. But Samanyanga, essentially what he's saying is that the MDCT must change its tactics. You know, he says even in soccer, you send out spies to spy on other teams and you adjust your tactics accordingly. But he's saying that their problem is... it appears they are a one-trick pony, and there's nothing that they can do. The playing field is not level, but they act as if everything is normal. So he says, of course, Botswana, where he is celebrating its 50 years of independence. Botswana was a British protectorate. And he's saying that if the MDC continues with this tactics that are not working, it will be in opposition for 50 years. I think we have our second guest, Mr. Abednego. Bebe?
Yes, Honorable Bebe, good evening.
Good evening, Gibbs. How are you?
No, very fine. How's Harare?
Well, I'm not in Harare today because remember, we've got a big function tomorrow and I'm in Bulawayo trying to make sure that things are in order and we are getting ready for tomorrow morning.
Perfect. So all roads lead to White City Stadium. Tell us a bit about this.
Well, as you are aware that we are a political party that is operating in destroyed economy, where our economy cannot even sustain not even the simple livelihoods of a normal poor person. So in other words, we're a party operating in a void. We're a party operating where you find that the country cannot even use its own currency because of the inflation that we all know took place, and it actually eroded all our currencies. At the same time, as well, you know, closing down industries, destroying people's hopes in finding new jobs. So because we are operating in that kind of an economy, we're people that we believe and we are quite cognizant, and we've always proved that our people are resilient, and they are saying this is our chance. So we want to show the regime that once that you have destroyed our hope, we are still there to fight, and we want to fight to the end. So tomorrow, people are actually coming to recognize that that the MTC was formed 17 years ago. I know some of the people will say MTC is coming to celebrate. No, we are not coming to celebrate this birthday. Actually, we are coming to recognize that very important day that MTC was formed to actually challenge ZANU-PF, which actually took over power in 1980. By the way, in 1980, we actually got our independence, but we did not get our freedom. So it is now time to try and come and showcase and remind people that, yes, you might have got your freedom from the former colonizers, but you have not yet got your, you might have got your independence, by the way, and you might not have not, we have not yet got your freedom. So it is time to fight. It is time to remind ourselves. It is time to reflect and say, come 2018, what best way forward can we use to make sure that we stop this madness?
But, Mr. Bebe, your critics will say 17 years, you know, you're a political party. 17 years is just too much. And, you know, you like what our last caller said, you must change your tactics, not to give people more of the same.
Well, the truth of the matter is people that are desperate and angry will always expect anything that comes spontaneously. But if we look at the international trend of political parties that have been formed, there is no political party that has been formed and within 5 years or so they've actually got power. And that is the history that can tell you that. So for people to expect miracles out of the Zimbabwe issue is a bit on the unfair side. Remember, ZANU-PF, which is giving us problems right now today, they actually had a protracted struggle fighting with guns against Smith's regime. Took them 15 years plus to achieve what they were fighting for. And for people now to expect, because they are desperate, to expect the opposition just to wake up tomorrow and be in power. It is easier, or it is the easiest way to get into power is for people to learn some of the, you know, hard way that they are being suppressed. And remember, in our African culture, we've got this saying that says, you know, even those currently that are in ZANU-PF that used to enjoy, you know, the corrupt proceeds of, you know, the ZANU-PF regime, are actually regretting today. So it is one of those things that we're saying. It is time now that Zimbabweans should see that it's not about, you know, the length of how MTC has stayed, but it is the experience that they've actually gathered for those 17 years. And I'm quite sure that this time around, come the 18th year, it is going to be a change. There is going to be a change in Zimbabwe. And if every Zimbabwean is willing to say, look, enough is enough, and I cannot. I see no way that the PF can come out of this quagmire. And if you look at the ZANU-PF itself, it is actually in tatters. For the first time in the history of ZANU-PF, we are seeing ZANU-PF in shreds. First, it was them firing Joyce Mujuru, who is actually giving them a headache right now. Secondly, it is the fact that ZANU-PF has got this current very serious infighting, which is actually even making the situation worse in Zimbabwe. It's actually worsening the economic situation in Zimbabwe. So we've got a weaker ZANU-PF. And why this is weaker, what we should just have to do, or what we are planning to do, is to make sure that we exploit on those weaknesses and make sure that we get the right result.
Thank you so much, Gibbs.
Yes, Lomnumzana ke uNdebele khona ngale ke Culture Park obulawayo. Baba Ndebele, ungawutshona njani?
Sawubona.
Ye, kunjani Baba Ndebele?
Hayi, ngiyaphila mfanami, kunjani baba?
Hayi, bhijana baba. Ye, ungathini ke iMTC 17 years yabunjwa, njalo kusasa ke kuyabe kukhona ngale eWalt City Stadium ukujabula kwabo ukuthi babone ukuthi kumele benzeni okulandelayo. Ungathini ke ngakhona ku ukuyakwenziwa MTC kusasa?
Yebo kambe. Okwakuqala, ngizaqala ngokukuxwayisa wena ngokwakho ukuthi laba abantu abafonayo, abanye ungabaqumi, ubanike isikhathi eside, abanye ubanike isikhathi esifitshane, ngoba basala bekhonona la usuthiba njengani uyizanu le ebakhalisayo. Bekela bakhuluma abakufunayo, noma bekhuluma into ongayifuniyo, hhayi akula ndaba, anti ubavumele ukuthi bafone.
Hayi, asibaqumi kangako. Esikwenzayo sikhangela isikhathi sethu ukuthi sibe njani. Ye, qhubeka baba.
Yebo kambe, hhayi ngiyayishayela ithombe ke i-MDC ngalokho ekwenzayo. Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi yiyo iparty yesibone eZimbabwe ikwanisa ukusukuma layo isenza okufaneleyo njengendlela elizilikhangelwe ngayo ngabantu. Mina ke hayi angisuye vele we-NDC, angisuye vele wezane. Mina nje ngumuntu kazana nje kuphela, ukuthi ngiyathanda nje ukukhuluma ngezinto njengalezi manje zabangela wabekhuluma. Yikho ke hayi ke iyenze kuhle sile, kodwa engingani ngiyakusola kakhulu ngayo i-NDC le ukuthi iyehlulekile emathebeleleni ukwenza izinto obemele izenze. Ngoba ithe ibuya iqalisa ilo Gibson Banda yazoqamba amanje emathebeleleni isenzela ukugeyina imemontana emam ebantwini. So ithe isithole isupport ngoba yabuya yathola hayi mina Mandebele achawa ngegugurawundi umgabu uyalizonda. So mina ngizabuya ngikhupha umgabo esihlalweni ngisekela nini amaNdebele wonke ashuma ngelizwe elilodwa aya ngemva kwe-MDC. Yikho la ibona bephawa kangaka. So ithesi ngenile embusweni yaqalisa futhi ukuthi owekhaya ngowekhaya owemzini ngowemzini yaqalisa ukwakhafula futhi amaNdebele asenanzelela amaNdebele ukuthi wo bona baluphini olubonda isithwala eziko lusitha nxa sokuphakulwe sokuziwa lona soluseyaphoselwa ngale ngalanini likhothwa izinja. Kathesi MDC angiyiboni mina ingaphumelela ukuthi indlela embusweni, angiyiboni kuba losekelo ekadinalo ngesikhathi igcalisa ngoba yehlulekile kusebenzisa abantu kade beyisekela kakhulu izisendiso zayo ngokubona kwami. Yikho-ke angikwazi kumbe izen elisayini yikho sokuloku ngamaqenjaqenjana nje okuningi ukuthi kubambane nabo oko isibonelo esihle gif. Khangela kathesi uTsvangirai uya ungumuntu owanikasezwa kuhle angithi ngemvukuzane yakhe le. Thina simaze lo msekeli wakhe uMakhube kodwa usesigijima wakhetha abangakibo ngale ababili ukuthi bahle bagqobele umama ngapha. Into yonke le siyikhangele siyayibona siyakwazi futhi ukuthi ithoni. So mina engingakutsho nje ukuthi angibacela ihlombe ukuthi bazamile, kodwa-ke engingakucebisa nje uMakhube ukuthi into le yinto yangikhaya kayiakuthenda abantu laba abezohlala phansi lapho emakhokhoba sichawe sonke sithutheke sonke.
Hhayi siyakuzwa kakhulu baba, ye isingazi ifoni yakho ngazani siqundekile uNdebele, kodwa hhayi sikuzwile kakhulu baba Ndebele okade ukutsho siyabonga kakhulu. So what you are saying is the MDC is okay to celebrate, but it says it has failed literally to actually fulfill some of its promises in Matabeleland. And it says this is worrying a lot of people, and people really thought that the MTC was going to deliver in that region. So he says at the end of the day, it appears as if Mr. Tsvangirai has also sidelined his deputy, that is Thokozani Kube. And, you know, he's saying that appointing the other two vice presidents was literally designed to sideline her. So this is the advice. He says Ms. Kupe should leave the MTC.
Okay, we'll go back to Honorable Bebe later on, but let's just go back. Kuna vahamauswa mchiripo iriparu nare.
Ndiripo.
Vahamauswa, tirikuona iko zvinezvi MTC variku shanda ne vamwe vakaita sana mai Mujuru pasipe sangano re Nera. Izvi zvingabatsira here kuudza shanduko?
Ya zvinobatsira neimwe nzira ndokunge vanhu ivavo vakabatana zvemazuro kwazvo. Asi tikatarisa mukushanda nekurarama kwezanupf tinoona kazhinji panoitwa mubatanidzwa wakadai uda kuvarwisa vanhu vezanupf vanenge vakutoenda mberi sezvambenge zvitaurwa nemumwe mutauri kuti vanhu vezanupf strategy yavo vari kuita kunge vakakwanisa kuisa marizoti avo pakutsvaga unyanzvi hwokuona kuti vanochengetedza sei masimba. Ndo chimwe chinhu chandinoona kuti chiri kuvawo chiri kushota kumabato ari kupikisa. Vanogona kuungana zvinoita, asi chinonyanyoneta ndechekuti vanhu ivava vanogona kunge vasina kubatana nemwoyo wese. Vari kubatana panera ndizvozvo. asi after nera atiziyo kuti vanhu vava pachao ya 2018 vari vachapinda here vakabatana pasarudzo dzichauya ya muna 2018 ndo zvimwe zvinhu zvinogona zvatinofanira kutarisa uye zvinofanira kutariswa nevanhu veMDC vanhu veMDC pavanobatana nevamwe ava vanofanira kuzivawo kuti mamwe mabato aya anouya kuMDC kwete nechikonzero chekuti vanoda kufadza MDC kana kuti vanoda kuti vagohwina vagokunda sarudzo pamwe chete vanhu ava vanotodawo kushandisawo MDC kuti vashandise MDC sechidanho chavanogona kana chinoshandiswa kana seladha ravanokwira naro pamusoro saka MDC inofanira kungwara painopindawo mukushanda nemamwe mapato iwayo.
Tinotenda vahama uswa. Maybe let's go back to Mr. Bebe before we take our caller so that he can address that friction that the caller said was created when Mr. Tsvangirai appointed Mr. Nelson Chamisa and Mr. Elias Mudzuri. Honorable Bebe?
Thank you very much. We take note because as a political party and as leadership, when we are being criticized for things that have happened within our political party, we've got to listen and take note and say, yes, Zimbabweans are talking, we are listening, and we have taken note. I want to underline. The second thing is, at least when we take note about what the public is saying, we are saying, okay, we will try and, try and find a way of justifying the, the move that was taken by the president. But at least we still say, let the public judge us. Let them be the public court and give their verdict. We will then accept the verdict. Because in the process, we are not saying, if things are happening, we are always doing the right things. We are doing things that maybe are the best out of, the strategies that we have. But very few people might not agree with that strategy. So the best thing is, as we move forward, we've got to actually correct some of these strategies so that we are able to actually keep the party together. Said to say, yes, this decision that came in, it came in as a spontaneous decision that came in from, the top leadership. And we are saying we'll then try and make sure that it cascades down to our structures, explaining those other issues, so that first our structures should understand, then second, they'll carry the right message when they talk to the public. Yes, Zimbabwean politics is full of ethnic innuendos. That we have always had even in the time of ZAPU and ZANU and all other political parties that have formed. And one thing that I can underline is those ethnic innuendos came with ZANU-PF. And once we adopt the ethnic innuendos that came with ZANU-PF, we might face a situation where people might not end up seeing the difference between us and ZANU-PF. So that's one other evil that we have got to fight and make sure that we fight to destroy. And we will try by all means to fight to destroy it. And secondly, we are facing a monster that is or does not respect the constitution in the first place. And this monster is ZANU-PF. And our belief is some of these things that people are worried about. If we were to implement the devolution of power like it is in the constitution, it can actually, eradicate some of these, kind of perceptions that are being raised by the people. Because the central system itself is not a very good system. And the central system itself is actually prone to corruption. World over, any centralized system of operation does actually create a system of corruption. Because you are centralizing decision-making, and at the same time, very few people make decisions. And the corrupt people always pounce on those few people that make decisions. But if you actually spread your decision-making process, it will be much, much difficult to actually corrupt because the system is spread out. So we still believe, and we are strongly believing, that once MTC comes into power, to try and defuse the ethnic problem that came with ZANU-PF, we have to quickly implement the devolution of power so that we give really power to the people in the regions, we give really power to the people in the provinces, and we give really power to the people in the districts. And once we have spread that power, some of these perceptions that we talk about will come to an end.
Of course, I will ask Mr. Amauskwa to talk about that. But tinemwe mutereri va mukomangoni muronda makadi kuBotswana.
Ndiripo makadi yenyu.
Aiwa, tiripo ndimuri kupemberera independence.
Kuno kwiri kutembererwa zvako zvinofadza zvinodakadza vanhu vanoratidza kuti vari kutenderera independence zviripo.
Kune vamwe vatungamiri venyika vauya here vakawanda uko?
Vatungamiri venyika vauya sezvo tisinga attend zvedu asi tangodzwa kuti kune wekweda vauya Mr. Mbengegi but President Weda havana kuuya.
Aiwa tinotenda. Tipewo pfungwa dzenyu nenyaya yeMDC yasvitsawo makore 17 iro gore rirei.
Varwa hondo varume ava ndo varume vanoratidza kuti vanoratidza chazvezvesa kuruling party which is very good. Tinovatsigira tichiti ngavaramba vachipfuurira mberi but ininiwo ndinopo advice. Panguva yapfuura MDC payakanga vamwe vachiti vatsvangira vanhu vaifanira kuita step down papinde mumwe president weparty. Ipapo tikatarisa Sata wekuZambia akaramba achitungamirira pati kusvikirira yahwina. Ndo chinoitika ndechekuti havasati vakutonga vachiri opposition. So pane maprinciples ekuti mumwe akapinda anogona kunge asingazoiti zvakanaka kusimba sezvanga zvakaita vatsvangira vatambura neparty. Otherwise nyaya inenge iripo ndeyekuti ngavarambe vari pamwe muparty kuitira kuti irambe yakasimba asi vachizoitawo sezvavakaita kuisa vana Chamisa nanawa Mudzuri kunge vachivabatsira. Asi ivo vari ndo vari still vari pamberi vachifamba nengoro. Then again panyaya yemaelections ye-2018 panofanira kunge pachigadziriswa nyaya United Nations kuti mavotes aitwe paine international ngekiri vamaobservers vanenge vachibatsira pamaelections kuitira kuti nekuti munyika chamucha tikatarisa mune corruption yenyaya yemavotes kuti mavotes haazoitwi nemazvo chamushaya. MuZimbabwe hamuna democracy kutaura chokwadi asi kungoti maZimbabwe tinongova vanhu vakadzikama zvikuru tinorekomendwa nedzimwe nyika dzakawanda kuti tisi vanhu vanonyanya kuva sezvinoita kana vanhu vasouth africa vanekuti kana vaakudemonstrata tinoita zvinhu dzimwe nguva tichirangarira kuti takarwa hondo of course yes kudeura ropa hatiti tine chida zvinhu zviri fair which is ruling party inenge yaakuita advantage yekuti isusu hatina zvatinoita because vakanyatsodzidza vanhu vavo kuti vanhu vakaita sei havadi zvehondo but ivo vanenge vaakuisa pamberi nyaya yekudeura ropa which is not good. Saka but ini ndinotsigira kutemberera kwe-17 years kwemdc kuti kune zvine zvazvinoreva zvandiri kuti iparty iri kuratidza kuti ine power ine kwairi kuenda kune future kuvanhu nezvainopromisa because ruling party inoshandisa simba nenguva rekudaura ropa rekudini ende ukaona vanhu kana vaakuita system iyoyo ende havaunzi kumapurisa vachisungwa which is hapachisina chi mahuman rights hapasina. Ndo maadvices andingangotaurawo maererano nekusvitsa 17 years kwemdc.
Tinotenda zvikuru vamukomangoni nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndatenda zvikuru Mr. Blessing.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Yet there from Ngoni also in Botswana he's saying that it's good that there is peace in Zimbabwe and the MDC has not resorted to armed conflict, but he's saying ZANU-PF is also taking advantage of that.
And I guess Mr. Tsvangirai actually addressed that in your interview that we had with him.
Yes. He said it doesn't work,
So people shouldn't miss that interview. I think it's a very critical interview, right?
Indeed. Coming up tomorrow, of course.
Yes. So before we take another caller, let's read some messages that are coming up on our Facebook pages. And one of them is from Tiriba Amwe Mashiba, who writes, the MDC has achieved a lot, mainly helping to build back the real sane electorate. Remember, it was denied its democratic right to govern when it won elections but denied to govern. Then of what Admire, who writes, the only achievement was their formation as it put to bed a one-party monopoly. And also during the inclusive government, life was better. Then of what Nison Musarura, who writes, at least we enjoyed life when the MDC was in the inclusive government. Then at least you've got another message from Shepard, who says, MDC is better because during the inclusive government, all civil servants were paid in time and every Zimbabwean was able to look after himself or herself. People managed to build a better future. So, okay, sibe sithathe ke ucingo lapha ke. Nomzana Steven, kunjani? Yeah, uphilile.
I'm right.
Yeah, akutsho nasindaba.
Angazi ukuthi maybe ngizaba ngiphuma endabeni like i MDC le iyakatswangirayo le ikhulunywayo emnyamhlanje.
Yes, khuluma ekatswangirayo iyo enkanyana zani kusasa iyabe ithakazelela u-17 years less.
Oh. Ingaqeda i-17 years but ngale ngakithi le asibaboni la bantu, asibaboni thina asincedanga lutho le MDC even ifike seyi-17 years. Asibaboni le kithi le, sibone zano iyo yifikayo laphaya ma ungakuthi imemba yakhona awuyitholi inkomo ngoba kunikezwa inkomo. I-MDC azange siyibone thina.
Mm-hmm. So
asazi ukuthi halo
kwenziwa kwini kolo.
Ngithi laba baka-MDC botswangirayo nabanye labo asibaboni le kithi le, sibona ezano kuphela le. Asazi-ke ukuthi yona ngithi ithakazele i-17 years, asazi or incede abanye khona le amashona le nto asazi.
Ye, lapha sikhuluma ngangaphi ngeChiredzi?
Eh, eChiredzi le, ma usuka eChiredzi usuka uye eChikombezi uye eMaliphati, so uhambe straight so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Asibaboni, asincedanga ngalutho, asiboni max. Mabangafika nje bangasinikezi lutho, sibabone nje kube ku-right.
Ye, akubatshele phela, batshele siloba ubhebhe la, umtshele ukuthi
uhamba. Kunjani baba bhebhe? Hello baba bhebhe. Kunjani?
Ngiyaphila kakhulu malimami, usebaliphathi malimami.
Ya hlale maliphati i-MDC le asiboni le kithi le, sihlukuluzwa ngezano nje isinitshe inkomo, asiboni le i-MDC le.
Hayi, ngiyakuthembisa ke kuvele kulo hlelo engilulungisayo oluzofika emaliphati ikakhulu ama-constituencies wonke ongu-4 awe-Chiredzi. Lukhona sibiluhlelo engikuthembisa lona ukuthi hayi ngilesi fiso sokuthi ngihlangane la sesifika khona ngapha.
Okay.
Hawu.
Ngiyabonga baba.
Ye, awuboni ke usiyabuya khona ngabe ke ubhebhe lobe engcanga sizobuye lenkomo kodwa uyabuya lo kwe MTC akuthembisa khona.
Okay.
Yes, sibongile kakhulu ke Steven.
Angibongile sharp.
Yes, so that was Mr. Steven. You were saying that they haven't seen the MTC since its formation. She is the only party that is visible in Chiredzi is ZANU-PF, and ZANU-PF is denying them cows, you know, every time. So then he had to talk to Mr. Pepe, and Mr. Pepe actually promised him that they are about to get there.
Tombodzokera kuna vahama uswa tichitarisa iyo nyaya yeMDC. Nyaya yekuti pane ma splits anenge achiitika aya kuti vamwe vanenge vachizombobuda votakura mukwende voumba bato ravo. Handizvowo here zvimwe zviri kudzorera bato iri kumashure?
Ya, izvi zvinodzosera bato kumashure zvakanyanya. And chimwe chinozobva choitika ndechekuti munoona kunyange vana vabhedha avo nevamwe vavo pavanobvunzwa nyaya dzakaita seidzodzo dzekuti mubato hamuna kugadzikana kwakanaka, vanhu havasi ku havakwanisi kudya mundiro imwe chete kubato rimwe chete iroro iro, vanoita kunge vanoitsika-tsika nyaya iyoyo, asi inyaya iri yakanyanya kukosha uyezve inofanira kutaurwa nekuti inoita kuti vamwe vanhu vanga vachidawo kuvhotera bato iroro vanobva vati bato iri harina kurongeka. Saka zvinoita kuti kana muchinge mine kurwisana nekakukakatirana kanenge kachiitika ipapo, vamwe vavhoti vaya vanga vasiri pashuwa kuti pachokwadi kuti vovhotera bato ripi kana ZANU here kana MDC, munoona vachizoenda kunovhotera bato riri kutonga kana kuti vanobva varega kuvhota. Tikatarisa muna 2013 munoona kuti vabiti vakanga vari kuministry yefinance, asi kurejestwa hakuna kuitwa zvakanaka sevanhu vekuvhota nekuti kwaive kusina, kwainzi hakuna mari. Asi mukatarisa vabiti vakatosiya mari yainzi yespecial drawing fund yakabva kuWorld Bank irimo mugovernment. Government yavamugabe payakahwina 2013 yakatokwanisa kubhadhara mari mamwedzi ekutanga nekuti vabiti vakanga vakaunganidza mari idzodzo. Asi vanhu vakukwanisa kuti vabvise mari ibhadhare revanhu kuti vakwanise kuregista kuti vavhote. Then mukazotarisa zve kukambena kwaita vatsangira muna 2018 vanga vasina mazvikwanisiro zvakakwana kuti vange vachifamba vachiitawo vachitsvaga rutsigiro sezvaiitwa nebato rekuzanupf. Saka kana vaine kurwisana ikoko uku kuri kudzosera bato ravo zvakanyanyisa kumashure zvekuti ndochinhu chinofanira kuti chigadziriswe. Asi panoda kuti pange pachiongororwa kuti chiri kumbonyanyokonzeresa kuti vanhu ivavava vamwe vabude chii, nekuti muzvikatariswa munoona kuti panenge panogona kuva neruoko rwebato riri kutonga rava Mugabe. Vanogona kunge vaine zvavakaita nevakomana vamwe vanenge varimo ava vanobva vazoti vada kubuda. Saka tinozosara chitaurwa ndechekuti pane umwe aita humbimbindoga, asi nyaya zhinji inenge iripo ndeyekuti pane vamwe vanenge vakananzviswa zvavananzviswa kubato rezanupf. Saka vakunzi mimi madya izvi, saka takuchitibhadharaiwo nekuti mupwanye musangano wenyu. Saka ipapo panogona kunge paine vamwe vatengesi vanenge vari mubato umu. Ndo zvimwe zvinhu zvinofanira kunge zvichiongororwa nebato naivo vana mukoma bhedhawa pavanenge vachifamba. Vanofanira kuona ndodha dzemusangano chaidzo dzakasimba kuti vanenge vasiri bugwara rimwe chete. Ndo saka paya paya ndambenge ndataura kuti kana MDC yaakufunga zvekunobatana nevamwe mapato aya, ngavarege kungomhanya sevasiri kuona kana kuti vasingatarise kumashure kwa, ngavarege kukanganwa chazuro nehope. Nekuti ndizuro vanhu vaifanira kunge vachirwa pamwe chete vakambobuda. Saka ngavangwarire pakuda kunyeberana kushanda nevamwe vavari kutaura ivava. Vanogona kuya vachidyarazve mhodzi dzinozokonzeresa kusapindirana kwakanaka mubato mavo.
Tinotenda zvikuru vamauswa rambai zvenyu muri parunare. Of course he was addressing the issue of splits in the party and saying that you know, is urging Mr. Bebe to address it fully as it has proved to be problematic, and is also saying that when it comes to forming coalitions, you know, the MDC must also be always on its guard because it's not everyone who wants change or wants that party to be in power. So he's saying that they must thoroughly vet those that they are working with to avoid problems in future. Gibbs.
Let me have a quick one on the messages that are coming in on our live streams. Yeah, what Frank who says, you're celebrating MDC? In most cases, MDC is boring. Then Peter says, happy, happy. And then what Innocent Maponga who says, they are still fighting. That's why I like them. But Farai Ndimba who says, this party is not brave enough to rule. Then we've got Blessing W. Mucheri, who writes US dollar. I think maybe let me go to Pepe very fast. Mr. Pepe, this last person who wrote here, Blessing W. Mucheri, says US dollar. And I guess maybe he's writing about the tag that the MTC has been given by ZANU-PF, that you are Western sponsored. And at the end of the day, you are not on your own. So how far have you gone with the kind of shaking off that kind of tag?
You know what? The problem is that we are being ruled by a political party that has always used propaganda, and we have a strategy that in Zimbabwe we have got so many people that believe in propaganda or gossip, and they always like and enjoy listening to gossip. Why am I saying it's gossip? The very same ZANU-PF that we are talking about today, including ZAPU itself, for them to wage a protracted struggle that was successful against me, they were being sponsored by the outsiders, particularly the West as well, and the Chinese, which are the Asians. So you cannot now say it is MTC's turn, you want them to get into power, and once they get assistance, moral assistance from other people, it then becomes wrong. That's double standards. It just shows that even Zimbabweans have actually been hooked into this belief of ZANU-PF that there's a party that is Western sponsored. To me, that kind of a statement shows that we still a long way to go to understand what it means to be a political party that is of sound, that has got policies that can be followed by people, and that has got the financial muscle to make sure that it supports its programs. And remember, There's no way you can want to be supported locally when, one, you don't have any industry. You've got people that, I mean, so many, millions of people are not working, and those that are working are actually vendors. And can you think, or can you imagine a political party that can be supported by vending? There's no political party that can be supported by vending. And the truth of the matter is we have got sympathizers go all over the world. Every political party that is there, except the well-established democracies like Washington, as we are in Washington, those are the people that have got economies that can be able to support political parties. But any African country or African political party or any other poor political party that comes from a poor country is always and will always be supported by the outsiders. And those are facts that cannot be denied. We cannot try and hide behind a finger and say something that is correct is wrong just because it has been said by those that are always, in their mouth, nothing correct, nothing truthful that comes into their mouth. So let's not listen to that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bebe. Of course, we have a message from one of our avid followers, Muzi Ncube. He says, if ZANU-PF had not rigged all the past elections, Zimbabweans would be enjoying 17 years of a progressive Zimbabwe under MDC that would have created employment for every citizen and a robust investment by now. So Muzi is blaming rigging. And tinamkoma Marvin, variparo nhare ku South Africa. Makadi mkoma Marvin. Mukoma Marvin?
Koma blessing, magadi iko mukoma blessing.
Aiwa, tiri nani, pari si pa Jonah?
Joni, wrong.
Pari right up.
Ndoda kutenda mara tunga mira 20 yon kwenye shika 17 years. Zaya chinja uma town ni apo, ungu zine zaka sunga, simo kwa changira yivari kweza, nipa wanu kwanisa. Dozo ya zenchi ni kukorokote dawe ma structures efe msangano MDC ni kubata na kushikapa wa shikana ati vese wa ripo wa penyi wa shaya vese tungu tisa kuna mwari ati chote ndani 17 years ata sita za sifu kwa ni msangano MDC ti ushitunga miru wana baba changirai dozo ya chiti pandozo peza nishiti wawarguti wawargu sponsor kwa nema westi nekuti vataura kuti varuda mareforms here ndokuti vanhu vataura vati vane nzara makudanzwa varusponzwa here those are tisingati ingo isaibhora tiende kumaelection zvinhu zviri kungori 50-50 hakuna anoda kuti MDC inoenda kumaelection ina zero umwe munhu ane 1 million yotanga kubvisa ipo papo ichikwira masoja nemaivese vavhota kudhara achimini iri kudawo kuti zvinhu zvese zviende zviri palevo asi iri kutraya number yemamps kunge iri pawo iri muparlamend irimo tozvitenda zvokuitwa nane top 6 tibvauna namukoma Bebe totenda basa ramuri kuita zvo iti tinofara naro chairo asi tinosvika chete totenda mukoma blessing
tinotenda mukoma Marvin he must be an MDC supporter and his aging is fellow comrades to keep on keeping on. We have a message Gibbs from Mbinganyi Abvane who says, what is your number if I want to speak? The number Mbinganyi is 001-202-619-2077. The number once again, 001-202-619-2077. We also have Mr. Hamos, or we have some more.
Yes, I've got some more messages. We've got Farum Lalazi, who says, I'm watching live from Tanzania. Then I've got General Isaac Wekwa Mutasa watching from Sweden. He says, the MDC has contributed a lot to the political landscape, given the tough environment and limited democratic space in Zimbabwe. Congratulations, MDCT, Aluta Continua. Then what Rodwell Kutsai Mutuba, who says, congratulations, Machinja Oye. And then we've got another message from Yolam Chidonga from Mozambique, who says he's proudly Zimbabwean and is a Christian and non-politician. But he says, congrats. Then Imelda Chicks says, congratulations, MTC, T. And then Constance Morinda, well said, Mr. Pepe. He's praising Pepe there.
We also have Yolan Chitonga. He says, I'm listening from Mozambique, proudly Zimbabwean. I'm a Christian and non-politician. Rodwell Kudzai Madua says, congratulations. Those are, and someone is following from Germany.
Oh, yes. So let's go to Mr. Ama Uswa. Just less than a minute, your last word.
Hello?
Your last word, Mr. Ama Uswa.
Yeah, my last word is that congratulations to the MDC for reaching 17 years. But I would say it is important to look back, to reflect on the mistakes, to reflect on the opportunities that were missed.
Thank you.
And also especially reflecting on the current developments that are taking place so that they can seize the opportunity.
Thank you, Mr. Hamauskwa. Unfortunately, time is not on our side, but we want to thank our guest this evening, Mr. Shakespeare Hamauskwa, from Mlungushi University in Zambia, and also MDCT Organizing Secretary, Mr. Abed Nico Bebe. Thank you to our listeners, our viewers, and those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp. And we want to thank our producers and engineers. Signing off and saying, have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube saying, good night, Zimbabwe.